Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today focus on changes at the Honolulu Police Commission. Reporter Yu Yun Jung joins us this morning. Hi there.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Yes, you had some drama at the commission meeting this week, huh?
That's correct. There's some leadership change. Loretta Sheehan is no longer the chair of the Honolulu Police Commission, and now Shannon Alivato, who used to be the vice chair, is the chair.
Now, there are folks that were pleased when Loretta stepped in because she was kind of questioning a lot of things that I think maybe some members on the commission hadn't in the past. And so some people are wondering about her future on the commission.
That's correct. So Loretta is a former federal prosecutor, and she led the commission through much of the federal corruption probe that swept through the department. So that's with the former police chief, Louis Kailua, and his wife, former city prosecutor, Catherine Kailua, at the center of much of it. You know, they, of course, ended up getting convicted of conspiracy and obstruction charges, as well as pleading guilty to fraud charges. And Catherine Kailua pleaded guilty to additional federal felonies. And not only that, Louis Kailua enlisted HPD officers in the conspiracy. Two HPD officers were also found guilty as part of the federal conspiracy trial, and two other HPD officers pleaded guilty in the case earlier on. So Loretta was basically the only commissioner who wanted Chief Kailua fired when all the other commissioners wanted to approve a $250 retirement package.
Right, and she voted against that, the only one.
Yeah, she was the only one, and now she's no longer the chair.
Right, and now the city's talking about, what, trying to sue to get that money back.
Exactly.
So, I'm curious about, you know, how that meeting went down.
That's correct. The meeting was actually, Steve Levinson, who is another commissioner, nominated Sheehan to return as chair, saying the commission needs a chair that, you know, sometimes asks probing and unwelcome questions, because, you know, that's what Loretta Sheehan did, because the public expects the commission to know what's going on with the department. And part of what's going on with the department is not just showing up, it's asking tough questions. But, you know, Commissioner Kerry Okanaga nominated Shannon Alivato, saying the commission should be more forward-looking and move on from the past being what happened with Kealoha, and strive for greatness rather than dwelling on the past. And, you know, while she thought that Loretta Sheehan has done a great job helping rehabilitate the credibility of the department, she wanted leadership that focused on the future, and that was going to be Shannon.
Right, but we also recall when Mayor Caldwell made a statement about, you know, let's move on, and people said, not so fast. There are some serious issues here. We need to examine some of these problems and make sure we don't repeat them.
Exactly. So Commissioner Levinson actually said that he doesn't think they should move on from the past, and his exact quote was, I don't think time can ever really come when the commission can simply take on faith that all is well. And, you know, he and Loretta Sheehan both thought that, you know, it's not really time to move on from the past. There still needs to be a lot of questions asked, and they still need to be hyper-vigilant about public corruption.
So will Loretta Sheehan still remain on the commission?
So that's not quite clear at this point in time, because her term technically expired December 31st, 2019, and the mayor's office said that they either have to reappoint her or make another appointment, and they're going to do that soon, but they haven't clarified when that's going to be yet.
Okay, well, everybody will be watching. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was reporter Yu Yun Jung with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.